This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. 15 Senate Democrats are running for re-election this year. All are ahead in the polls except one. The only Republican challenger who's running ahead of a Democratic incumbent is in New Jersey. His name, Tom Kaine Jr. His secret? Staying away from the hot-button national issues and keeping the debate state and local. NPR's Guy Raz spent a day with Kaine and the campaign and sent this report.
For the third time this afternoon, Tom Kaine Jr. rubs disinfectant gel into his hands. By the end of the day, thousands of hands will have been shaken. That's lots of germs. And Tom Kaine Jr. can't risk illness. There are 58 days left till Election Day, and the campaign's on a roll.
We're ahead in the polls. We're 5 points up in the most recent poll.
Statistically insignificant right now, but nothing to scoff at. After all, Tom Kaine Jr.'s the challenger, facing incumbent Senator Robert Menendez. Now, to make matters more complicated, Kaine's a Republican in a state where the word Republican has become something of a political liability. So Tom Kaine Jr. wants New Jersey voters to know that
I'm going to be an independent reformer who's going to go down to Washington, D.C. and stand up for the needs and the concerns of the people of the state of New Jersey.
And that
this administration has made horrendous mistakes in the war in Iraq. And it starts by getting new leadership at the Department of Defense.
Meaning he wants Donald Rumsfeld fired. And that when elected, he'll push policies
that will ensure that our air is cleaner, the water is cleaner, the land is cleaner, that we're focused on those policies to make this state more affordable. We're focused on a foreign policy that's consistent.
And as he'll repeat several times over the course of the day,
I've been a volunteer firefighter, an EMT.
All this Tom Kaine Jr. wants the blue state voters of New Jersey to know. What he doesn't much want to talk about is being a Republican. He likes to use reformer and independent.
The people in New Jersey want an independent reformer. They don't like the status quo.
The word Republican doesn't appear in his literature. It's nowhere to be found in his commercials. When Vice President Cheney held a fundraiser for Kaine last month, the candidate got stuck in traffic and was never photographed with Mr. Cheney. About the only few Republicans Tom Kaine Jr. wants to be associated with this year are Rudy Giuliani and John McCain, who makes a guest appearance in one of the candidate's campaign ads.
This is a person who has experience and can bring it right with him immediately starting next January.
Hi, how are you? Someone say a quick hello. My name's Tom Kaine. I'm running for U.S. Senate this year.
Good luck to you.
With your help.
Kaine's been around politics his whole life. His father, Tom Kaine Sr., served two terms in the 1980s as this state's wildly popular governor. His grandfather was a congressman, and Kaine's pedigree reaches back to the Declaration of Independence. There's even a university in the state named after the Kaine family. Herb Jackson, a veteran New Jersey reporter with The Record, says the family name is synonymous with old money.
Kaine is a very well-known name. They're a very wealthy family. They've been in government since the colonial Congress, a Continental Congress. Tom Kaine's great-grandfather's great-grandfather was in the Continental Congress.
That lends Kaine gravitas, which at the tender age of 37 is something he can use. On the campaign trail, old ladies swoon over his boyish looks.
Oh my God, I'm so young. Senator. I thought he was a young boy.
But the young boy is far better known than the incumbent, Senator Menendez, who was appointed to the Senate by his predecessor, John Corzine, who's now the governor of New Jersey.
There are two candidates running for U.S. Senate in this state. Do you know who they are?
Kaine.
I forget who the other one is.
Can't think of that one's name now.
Can we give you a hint?
Yeah, go ahead.
Menendez?
Oh, Menendez, yeah.
What do you know about Tom Kaine?
Other than his father was the governor, not much at all.
And in a sense, Kaine is playing that up. The blue blood Brahmin likes to make a display of contempt when talking about Washington, D.C.
We've worked hard to craft a campaign that's about improving the lives of the people in New Jersey. It starts with breaking apart the broken system in Washington, D.C.
It's a kind of pre-programmed populism that haltingly flows from his lips. It's on message, without spontaneity, a tone perhaps poll-tested by media handlers, people who've schooled the young Tom Kaine Jr. in the art of politicking. But when he's at ease with the microphone away from his line of sight, his manner can be earnestly charming, if sometimes a bit awkward.
I might be United States Senate this year. My name's Tom Kane. I just want to say a quick hello. Appreciate your consideration.
We don't speak English.
In a year when pollsters are telling us that Republicans are in trouble, Tom Kane Jr. looks like his party's best shot for turning a blue seat red. His strategy is simple. Avoid national issues. Avoid getting tied up with the Bush administration. And, above all, don't mention the war. Guy Raz, NPR News.